Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Yeah, Mr. Dini's got a real sense of humor there, doesn't he? Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're doing it with Sean Worthington. Sean is the author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currencies. He's created a new cryptocurrency, folks, Cloudcoin. Cloudcoin.global is how you find the website. Just recently accepted onto one of the major currency exchanges, cryptocurrency exchanges. So congratulations, Sean, on that. We've been comparing and contrasting the fact that Sean's cryptocurrency is on a cloud-based technology, whereas Bitcoin, for example, and probably I'm sure others, are based on more of a terrestrial. And I'm using that, so maybe this will help people, Sean, see if what you think. So in the old days, when we bought a Word file from our office, let's say from Microsoft, they gave us the technology. We loaded it resident on our computers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of the way Bitcoin is, isn't it? It's the verification, the trust, the digital trust. It's all basically terrestrial, isn't it? It's on the computer in the nodes across the distributed ledgers, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to download 150 gigabytes worth of blockchain in order to make it work. That's called the wallet, yes.
Yeah, and so that's resident on a device somewhere sitting on the ground. Now, your technology is sort of like Microsoft has their 365. Where you buy a piece of their action, and you go to the cloud to get their stuff, and you have no program sitting on your computer, and so class that obviously that's the classic cloud based versus resident software, relationship. Yours is in the cloud; it's not resident, right? It's not installed.
That's right. We just need a very tiny program to be able to talk to the cloud, and that could be even a web page. So it's very simple, you know, client software is very simple.
Right. So now the question that I want to ask you and is, as I don't think we've gotten to this point yet. Blockchain has multiple other applications. What do you see? How do you see your separate blockchain has separate capability separate from cryptocurrency? Do you see your technology separating from the currency and becoming used as another application, like a contract, like establishing an ownership of a piece of real estate or a car or something like that?
Oh yeah, and so we're actually forming a company right now called Radac, and it's designed to develop the alternative technologies besides the digital currency that the RADA can be used for.
Right.
This includes cloud-based stock exchanges, digital collectibles. This includes a privacy where we could have like a private Facebook or a private YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different applications. We're seeing that these data structures create this global mind,
right,
in which we can all plug into, and we can all see the history with the blockchain, you can see the history of everything, and that creates a whole new way of doing business.
Now, the reason why I think this is important to understand is because, as Sean has explained to us, blockchain, as much as I like the concept of blockchain, it uses a lot of electricity. I mean, you can't even imagine how much electricity it uses to do all this. Whereas the cloud-based technology, as he pointed out in the last segment, uses a microscopic percentage of that. So I see that as a big advantage for yours. Are there disadvantages of it over blockchain?
I think if there was an Olympics, we would win every event except for one, and that is if you want your data to store all the transactions that have ever happened, then the blockchain is better than
right.
Beta.
But your RADA technology doesn't keep a track, doesn't keep a record, a long tail, so to speak.
That's right. You can tell who owns what and what's counterfeit and what's not, but
right.
You can't go back and look at
it. So it's probably not good. It probably wouldn't be used for property records to show multiple mortgages and things like that.
That's right. I mean, I could prove that I own the property, but I couldn't show you all the
right.
people in the past.
And that's why, folks, this is why there will be multiple technologies for multiple applications. And, Sean, I'm proud of you for what you're doing. Will you come back and keep us posted on how things are going?
Absolutely. Love to.
Sean Worthington, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.